from KQED.
Kids riding skateboards, surfboards, and snowboards are not usually associated with community outreach. But thanks to a growing Santa Cruz nonprofit, that's the very community behind an effort to stamp out hunger and step up helping out people in need. From KAZU, Krista Almanzon reports.
If there's one thing you're sure to find in Santa Cruz, it's surf and skate shops. The iconic beach town has quite a few places to find the perfect board for riding the waves, the slopes, or the sidewalk. The newest shop on the east side of town has the usual array of t-shirts and boards, but there's another attraction. That's right, an indoor skate park where boarders can grind, a maneuver where they run the board along the lip of the ramp.
This is a complete nonprofit surf and skate shop.
That's Danny Keith, a 20-year veteran of the surf and skate business.
Kid hangout area, or just a place to congregate. People can come in and have little meetings.
But unlike his previous shop, which he ran as a more traditional for-profit business, this new not-for-profit venture is centered around a very specific mission, raising awareness and money to fight hunger in the community.
There's kids, seniors, you know, people that are in life circumstance, not life choice, that need support and help. As I began to get educated that very first year, I realized nonprofits thrive in community. Action sports are very tight-knit community. And so that next year, I came up with Grind Out Hunger.
Grind Out Hunger, a very specific play on the skateboarding move Grind, was inspired by a failed attempt to collect donations at his old shop. 10 years ago, when he noticed no one was filling the bin he set up for the food bank, he began brainstorming a new way to channel kids' interest in action sports like skateboarding, snowboarding, and surfing. He wanted to use the passion for the sports as a way to get them involved in the fight against childhood hunger and malnutrition. Danny Keith's son, Zane, is a skater who really embraces the mission.
It's kind of mind-boggling that I get to do what I love to do, which is skateboard, and sell skateboard accessories and clothing and all that, and still be giving back at the same time.
At this new Grind Out Hunger headquarters, skaters pay to skate at the indoor park, and the profits are donated. Likewise, proceeds from the merchandise on the racks, t-shirts featuring the Grind Out Hunger logo, are also donated to hunger relief. For every t-shirt purchase, the Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Cruz County gets 30 meals for the needy. 15-year-old Marissa Hushaw got involved after Danny Keith came to her high school. She says his message spoke to her.
I'm a kid. I have friends. One out of four goes hungry. Those odds, they're not cool.
Over the last year or so, she raised $9,000 by selling Grind Out Hunger t-shirts, bracelets, and stickers, and by marketing to fellow snowboarders through her own Grind Out Hunger webpage, something every hunger fighter gets to track and collect donations.
Yeah, not just selling things. It's more of just branding, like showing, hey, this is what I do. I support Grind Out Hunger. It's like a trend, but one that's not going to fade.
We're really excited about our partnership with Grind Out Hunger.
Willie Elliott McCray is CEO of the Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Cruz County, Grind Out Hunger's partner organization. Seated in his sparse office, Elliott McCray says Grind Out Hunger has worked with them for 7 years coordinating food drives in area schools.
I think that we've seen the involvement of the students in the schools grow by 5 times. So it's been a 500% increase.
Back at Grind Out Hunger headquarters, Danny Keith watches the young skateboarders as they glide up and down the bowl-shaped ramp. As the nonprofit has grown, Keith says it's become as much about raising money for the food bank as it has about developing these kids into future leaders.
Our product here is about teaching kids community and teaching kids philanthropy and teaching kids to be advocates. And then the bigger message to this whole model is that they own their community and that they're passionate about it, and they're not going to just turn the blind eye when they see something.
Marissa Hushaw says she gets it.
Ever since I was little, it's felt like it's not just snowboarding to me. I felt like I was doing it for a purpose. I just didn't know what it was. And then this gave me my purpose. I wake up now and I'm like, I'm doing something for my community and for the world, making it a better place.
Keith expects that with the opening of this headquarters, Grind Out Hunger will be able to double what it collects for the local food bank. Food banks across the country have also contacted him about bringing Grind Out Hunger to their communities. For the California Report, I'm Krista Almanzon.